Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, it is Thursday, and we get closer and closer to another weekend. And what a weekend it's going to be. Saints travel to Jacksonville, Florida to take on the Jaguars. Now, you know, look, this is a big game for the Saints because, well, they're supposed to win. I mean, you would think that statistically, when you look at all the stats and everything, the Saints, in a matchup, should beat Jacksonville. But when there's a team like the Saints coming to town, you know your team rises to the occasion and plays their best game. So I guess we should be prepared for Jacksonville to play their best game. And, you know, the sign of a real championship team is a team that not only wins the big games, but also wins the games that are not the big games, the games that they're supposed to win. You know, teams are not going to go undefeated. So you're going to lose some games, and it's okay to lose the games that maybe you're supposed to lose. So it's really a key for a championship team to get up and make sure that they play well in every game. So I'm expecting the Saints to do that on Sunday afternoon. Also this weekend is LSU and Florida. Two teams ranked in the top 10. This is the big nationwide primetime show. And two SEC teams battling it out. And the country knows how great the SEC is. It's going to feel like fall with a cold front coming through here. So Saturday night, Tiger Stadium is going to be amazing. It's sold out. Oh, you can buy tickets. You can buy tickets online, but they're very, very expensive. I have a pair of tickets to give away this afternoon for the game Saturday night in Baton Rouge between LSU and Florida. So listen for Roar by Katy Perry. And when you hear Roar by Katy Perry, if you are the eighth caller to our contest line, 260 wins. Now write this down because this is different from the call-in number of 260-1870. The contest line is 260-9467. And the eighth caller will win. Just listen for Katy Perry's Roar, and you could win some tickets and be there Saturday night in Baton Rouge. The Atlanta Braves fans are protesting political correctness by doing the tomahawk chop. So here we go with this controversy once again. Is a tomahawk chop disrespectful to Native Americans? I guess it's going to be easy for some of us to answer, more difficult for others, but we'll talk about that a little bit later. Also, the Philadelphia Flyers of the NHL. Now, you need to know this about Philadelphia fans. Philadelphia sports fans are brutal. You think fans here are tough? Fans in Philadelphia are tougher. Like if the New York Rangers beat the Flyers and you're wearing a Rangers jersey, your life expectancy is not that good getting out of the stadium without some kind of a verbal confrontation. I mean, that's just the way they are. In fact, when I was in Philadelphia, I always observed that it seemed to me that Philadelphia fans had more fun when their teams lost than when the teams won, because they had more fun bitching and complaining than they did complimenting their teams for doing well. So the Philadelphia Flyers of the NHL have added a rage room to their arena. The rage room is where fans can go vent their rage by smashing things like television sets, computer monitors, with hockey sticks, bats, and sledgehammers. Now, if you think about it, we often talk about how rage is really very close to the surface in many people in America. Road rage. If you haven't seen road rage yet today, it's hard to go an entire day of driving. Coming in the morning, driving home in the afternoon, driving around during the day. It's difficult to go one day without some sample of road rage being part. It might be a minor road rage, but there's some aspect of road rage when you drive. So we'll talk about where would be a good place for there to be a rage room. Because it seems like, you know, maybe this idea of venting our rage, venting our anger, through the physical manifestation of smashing something might be cathartic. It might actually make you feel good. So we'll talk about Rage Room and rage in general in the final hour of our show. Also, today, I want to talk about this promotion. And there is a promotion by a South Carolina car dealership. And they're giving away, if you buy a car from now until November, if you buy a car at this South Carolina dealership, they will give you a Bible, an American flag, and a Smith & Wesson AR. That's a gun. Bible, flag, and gun if you buy a car. There's something really interesting about this promotion, and I don't know whether you're going to pick up on the same thing. We'll talk about this in the 2 o'clock hour. And also, you know, with the audience that we have on this show in the afternoon, we can have a little fun with this and maybe talk about some other interesting promotions that other businesses might have to attract people in. So we'll get into that a little bit later. During the debate of the three gubernatorial candidates last night in Shreveport, Republican candidate Ralph Abraham confirmed something that I talk about a lot on this show. At one point during the debate with Governor John Bel Edwards, Republican Eddie Rasponi, and Republican Ralph Abraham, Abraham emphasized how critically important it is for voters to replace Democrat John Bel Edwards as governor because he's a Democrat. President Trump will headline a rally for Abraham and Rasponi tomorrow in Lake Charles. The president has posted anti-Edwards tweets. One of them read, "Don't be fooled, John Bel Edwards will never be for us." In another recent tweet, the president emphasized the importance of forcing a runoff, saying, "Keep Democrat Governor Edwards under 50% for a runoff and have a great new Republican governor." Now, it's not surprising that at the height of political tribalism in America, that the race for governor in Louisiana seems to be more about replacing a Democrat with a Republican than it is about who's the best candidate to lead the state. Now, Rasponi and Abraham, they both talk about what they can do better. But there seems to be so much emphasis on a Republican winning. And the Republican crusade to replace Governor Edwards with a Republican governor is understandable from the standpoint of the Republican Party. But it does feed the political tribalism that is defining our country. John Bel Edwards is a moderate Democrat. He's pro-gun rights. Edwards would not have won with a liberal agenda. But it's also important to consider that when John Bel Edwards ran for governor as a Democrat, he was running against the highly dysfunctional Republican governor that preceded him, Bobby Jindal, the idea of what Bobby Jindal had done as a Republican to the state. So that was something negative about Republicans. And really, Bobby Jindal, it seemed like most of his tenure, he ignored his responsibility to serve the state and instead catered to his ego-driven fantasy of being president of the United States. We all know how that worked out. It didn't work out well for us. It didn't work out well for him. So lesson learned. Also consider that John Bel Edwards ran against Republican David Vitter, who had a very tarnished image from the hypocrisy of standing up as a moral leader, standing up for moral rights and morality, while being caught with a prostitute for sex. As a moderate Democrat, John Bel Edwards was the obvious choice. However, even though polls show that Edwards has a strong lead, and he could even win over 50% of the vote, eliminating a runoff, the challenge Edwards faces is a little different this time. Rasponi and Abraham are running as two Republicans. They're going to split the vote. And if they got together and decided which one had the better chance of defeating Edwards and combined their votes, they would look a lot better in the polls because right now the Republican vote is split between Rasponi and Abraham. This doesn't mean that some Republicans who voted for John Bel Edwards are not going to vote for him because they're still going to vote for Edwards. But if there were only one Republican challenging Edwards, the goal of putting a Republican in the governor's mansion, I think, would be easier. President Trump comes to the state tomorrow to support two Republican candidates without endorsing either one. This further accentuates the state of political tribalism. If there were one Republican and President Trump could campaign for that candidate, his appearance tomorrow might be more effective. No doubt, President Trump will make another trip to the state to support the one Republican candidate if there's a runoff. So, what we seem to have lost is the idea that the best candidate, the most competent candidate, should run the state, and not the candidate whose political affiliation is more important. And it feels to me as if the underlying motivation for replacing Edwards with a Republican is the embarrassment that many Republicans sense and the Republican Party senses over the reality that our state is the only state in the Deep South that has a Democrat as a governor. To many Republicans, that is just an embarrassment. Considering that politics has become a contact sport in America, the election returns this Saturday night might easily be mistaken for the post-game coverage of the LSU-Florida game. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. But I do thank Ralph Abraham for really confirming what we talk about quite often, and that is that the important focus seems to be on replacing a Democrat with a Republican. And the real focus should be on who's the best candidate. You got a comment? 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870. Our text is 870-870. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back with your comments on WWL. Remember this song, Election Day? It was Arcadia, which was a combination of Duran Duran and Power Station, big hit in 1985. And yes, I was playing this on the air when it was released as a hit. For those of you who are new to the show, yes, that's exactly how old I am. Here's an update on our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll. Have you or will you vote Saturday? The results of this are really disturbing. Have you or will you vote Saturday? 80% say yes. 20% say no. Why? If you can't vote, that's one thing. But there are far too many people who just choose not to vote. And I don't get it. And many people who don't bother to vote call this show and complain about the outcome of elections, complain about the people who are in power. You still have a right, but you barely have any credibility whatsoever if you want to complain and you don't vote. We're talking about the governor's race. There was a debate last night. I watched a little bit of it, and it got kind of heated at times. And I thought in different ways, all three candidates brought up some interesting points that would make their people rally around them. But what I noticed most about this race, I'm hearing more and more about, it's about a Republican replacing a Democrat. And man, please don't be so sensitive. I'm getting some texts from people who say, well, you don't think the Democrats do the same thing? Of course they do. Of course I think they do. I know they do. But right now, we're talking about this race. And it's not about a Republican. It's not about Democrats trying to replace a Republican. It's a case of Republicans trying to replace a Democrat. And the word Republican is used so often, it's almost as if that supersedes competence. Political affiliation should not supersede competence. So, of course, the Democrats do the same thing. But just because we don't cover every aspect of every topic when we talk about one topic doesn't mean that we're somehow hypocritical in thinking that only Republicans do this. But this is the story at hand because the election is Saturday. If you would like to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870. And our text is 870-870. From Houma, Ron, welcome to WWL.
Hey, what's going on, Scoop?
Hey, Ron.
Hey, you know, you were saying, bringing out an interesting point about, they are making that this gubernatorial election about Republican and Democrat. And you brought a good interesting point up about the previous governor that had, Bobby Jindal, had the state in bad shape. And I think that John Bel Air would, he stepped in there and what he was working with, I think he did an outstanding job. And, I'm just a firm believer, Scoop, that if something had broke, it don't say that you're trying to fix it.
Wait, Ron, you got to turn your radio down or you're going to get very confused. Just turn your radio down and just listen to the show. Okay?
Okay,
you with me?
Yes, sir. Excuse
okay.
Me.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay. Like I was saying, Scoot, you're right. The election ain't about whether you're a Republican or whether you're a Democrat. It's about who going to get there. And you know as well as I know, Scoot, this state fought off a big old deficit. And it's still, like Jon Bell ever said, it's still got a lot more improvement that need to be done here in this state. And I'm saying to the voters that, you know, with Mr. Trump coming into town and all, that if that was going to make a difference, I don't understand why he haven't endorsed neither one of the candidates, the two candidates, the Republicans that running
He hasn't endorsed Rasponi or Abraham because he doesn't care which one gets in the position to challenge Jon Bel Edwards. All he cares is that one of them gets there. And this is the stuff that stands out to me as being just such a part of tribal politics that we have in America. I appreciate the call. So am I right about this or am I totally wrong? Don't you get this sense that replacing Edwards because he's a Democrat with a Republican is really a big, big part of this, and it should not be. I mean, Edwards is about as conservative a Democrat as you're going to find. You know, I mean, you can go back years ago when there was Senator Sam Nunn of Georgia. He was a very moderate conservative Democrat, Southern Democrat. And then there was Richard Shelby, who was senator in Alabama, who was Richard Shelby was such a conservative Democrat that he switched and became Republican. But it just seems to me that the emphasis should not be on party affiliation, and that's where there's a lot of emphasis. And the idea that President Trump is not endorsing Rasponi or Abraham means he doesn't care about the character of either candidate right now. He just cares that one of them is in the position to unseat Jon Bel Edwards. And I also get the feeling that there are some people in the Republican Party who are actually embarrassed because we're the only state in the Deep South that still has a Democrat as governor. But again, you know, Jon Bel Edwards' challenge may be a little greater this time because when Jon Bel Edwards was running, everybody remembered what a disaster the Republican administration of Bobby Jindal was. And who was Jon Bel's big opponent? David Vitter, a terrible representative of the Republican Party, because David Vitter hypocritically stood up for morality, said he was the guy, he stands up for moral values, and then he gets caught paying a prostitute for sex. So Rasponi and Abraham, in many ways, bring a lot more credibility to the race. And if these two would combine and figure out which one had the best chance of beating Edwards, it's too late for them to do that now. But if they had combined forces and there was only one Republican, then Jon Bel Edwards would not look so dominant in this particular race because the Republican vote is split among two candidates. From Biloxi, Skyler, you're on WWL.
Hi, how are you, Scoot?
I'm good.
So yes, I completely agree with you, and as you said, I'm in Biloxi, so you know this is not my state, but I see this going on everywhere, and it's very hard to be a centrist when you see this going on, because you know, as you said, tribal politics, what it's become at this point is you have the voters are. They are choosing their candidates by party when they should be choosing their party by candidate.
Right.
And
I totally agree.
That's where this is completely going wrong. And unfortunately, I say unfortunately, but it's just the way it's going to be. I doubt either one of the Republicans will bow out.
So, no, they won't. I mean, they both want to be in that position, but they may actually create a situation where Jon Bel Edwards, with both of them running, has the best chance of getting a majority.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And Skyler, look, just because you're in Mississippi doesn't mean you're not part of this conversation, because you're right. This is about political tribalism across the country.
It's a national issue.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It certainly is. Skyler, I appreciate the call. Glad you're listening on the Gulf Coast. And if you want to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870 and our text is 870-870. Here's a text. I know you're not intimating that Democrats don't play the same BS political game. No, I'm not, because they do. But again, we have a Democrat in the governor's mansion, the only Deep South state with a Democrat as governor, and there is this overwhelming sense that we've got to replace the Democrat with a Republican. That feeds into political tribalism that we talk about. It should be about the best candidate. But some people can't see beyond their political boundaries. And I know it was difficult for a lot of people to vote for John Bel Edwards because he was a Democrat. But he is a moderate Democrat. Give him credit for that. Pro-life, pro-gun rights. And again, he was running against David Vitter. And, you know, people, there are people who do really care about character. And they just saw a lot of hypocrisy in the opposition to John Bel Edwards. So John Bel Edwards was the choice. So, you know, again, I'm looking forward to watching these election results Saturday night. And you can hear them right here on WWLAMFMN.com. But I'm looking forward to watching the results because, you know, politics has become a contact sport. And I mean, you're going to be hard-pressed. If you're flipping back and forth and you're watching post-game analysis of the LSU-Florida game and you're watching post-election analysis of the winners, man, the two are going to kind of have the same tone to them. All right, if you've got a comment, 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. It was on this day, October the 10th, 1962, the BBC banned Bobby Boris Pickett's song, Monster Mash, because they said the record was offensive. I mean, not that it has a bong in the background. That has nothing to do with it, right? But this song was offensive. Of course, that was 1962, and I don't know. But was this that offensive? Yeah, Halloween's coming up. In fact, I don't know whether you've noticed this or not, but in New Orleans, we celebrate Halloween the entire month, not just Halloween or the weekend before. I'm Scoot. We're coming back on WWL. After watching the debate last night, this song accurately describes the mood of the candidates right now as the election day comes up on Saturday. Here's what they're thinking now. Yeah, there were times it got a little heated last night. And if you didn't watch any of it, we're going to bring you a couple of the highlights. Here's Abraham and Rasponi arguing about Common Core and who actually did more.
Tell me one thing that you've done.
I would have given the parents,
what? Tell me one thing you've done. You can't say it.
Look, Eddie, just look at my voting record.
That's what you got.
No, that's
a political, a politician trying to start something.
Eddie, don't lie.
You know, I'm going to kind of be glad when this is all over. I mean, regardless of who wins, I'm going to be kind of glad when all this is over. And here was another part of the debate that, Listen to this.
The president wants what we all want, and that's a Republican governor in this seat.
We don't all want that.
And that was John Bel Edwards saying we don't all want that. But see, that was the comment that stood out to me last night during the debate. I mean, Abraham said it very distinctly. He said, what matters is getting a Republican in this seat. Now, they are talking about why they think they would be better. But don't you get the sense that party affiliation is superseding the candidates and competence. And again, I still think this is an embarrassment for many people in the Republican Party that Louisiana in the Deep South is the only state with a Democrat as governor. From Destrehan, John, you're on WWL.
Yeah, how you doing, Scoot?
Good.
I'm an independent and actually like John Bel Edwards. I am going to vote Republican this time because the media has beat up on this President Trump, who I wasn't really sure about, but I haven't seen that he has done anything. And the Bob Mueller report that came out, and the Democrats have just constantly just gone after any little, it's unbelievable what the Democrats have done to this president. I've never seen anybody as mistreated as this guy. And I have not seen any evidence of him not liking America, doing bad things to America or anything. I haven't seen anything, and they every day. It seems like it's something new.
But John, it's interesting that you're letting party affiliation. You're letting that determine your vote. It doesn't matter who the candidate is, but you're voting for a Republican because of Trump.
I am this. This is the first time I've ever, because I am an independent and I can sit there and beat up on Bobby Jindal. You'll sit there and go, can you leave Jindal alone? Because that's when I get done with him. You'll sit there and go, how'd the guy ever get in? You know, because the thing he did to the teacher's retirement fund, you don't want to get me started on Mr. Jindal. He just was a disaster. And the one thing that really bothers me about John Bell is he has given President Trump no credit for the help that we've gotten in this state, that our jobs that we have, that our we can balance our budget. A lot of that has come from Washington. And he just ignores that the president did some things to help him out. It's like, no, that president's just a jerk, or such and such.
Well, if you want to make that argument, John, if you want to make that argument, then you'd have to say that Abraham and Rasponi are contradicting the president by saying you need to hire me because I'm going to get you more jobs. Because as a Republican, I can do it for the state, not the president. I can do it. That's what Abraham and Rasponi are arguing.
I agree with you there too, and my hatred for what the Democrats have done to this president is simply the reason that I'm going to, and I guess I'm going to go with Rasponi because he's not been in there, and I don't, you know, Abraham's been there, and I don't want another. I want to change them all out every 4 years. I'm the kind of guy that, you know, you did your 4 years. Good. Goodbye.
You see, and John, that also reminds everybody that, you know, for all the people who want to say, well, we have to have term limits, you know, as a voter, you have the ability to limit terms of any politician if you just go vote them out of office.
I hear you. And I'm going to go vote. But that is my reason. And I am sorry that I feel this way. But the media has done this to me. And there's just no, you know, and I feel sorry for John Bell, if anybody, I feel more sorry for him because I don't think he deserves what the media did to Trump, which is going to come down on him. I think he got it indirect. It was inadvertent. It's, you know, it's one of those things that just you happen to be in the way when it happens.
John, it'll be interesting to see how many people feel the way you do. And I don't think you should apologize for the way you feel. It is the way you feel. I may not agree with you, but you have your reason for voting for one of the Republicans over John Bel Edwards. And I appreciate you sharing that with us. If you want to join us with your comment, 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's a text that says, Scoot, I think Trump really likes Edwards, so he doesn't want to endorse either of the Republicans. I know a lot of Republicans supporting Edwards, and I am because of his policy. Here is another text that says, for once, I agree with you. Well, as I've said many times, if you listen to me long enough, if you just listen for days, weeks, over time, eventually you might agree with me. This is Justin Bieber, and this guy has talent. I mean, I don't mean music talent. Justin Bieber just got married. And he has posted a black and white shot of him removing his wife's garter with his teeth. As I say, Justin Bieber has talent. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. Happy birthday today to Cyril Neville of the Neville Brothers, the first family of funk in New Orleans. Cyril Neville, 71 years old today. Happy birthday, Cyril. I'm Scoot. I've got a code word coming up that gives you a chance to qualify to win $1,000 in our Intercom National Cash Contest. Also, I have a pair of tickets to give away to the LSU-Florida game Saturday night, Tiger Stadium, Baton Rouge. Listen for Katy Perry's roar if you're the eighth caller to our contest line. 260-WINS. You win the tickets. From New Orleans, Brandon, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. I've been following your show. I think you're doing a real good job, bringing out people's opinions on that. The one thing on this issue that I find interesting is the timing of the Trump involvement in this campaign or the election.
Explain.
Well, if you notice, Donald Trump has made multiple visits to Louisiana since his election, and he never really spoke out against John Bel Edwards because, really, in terms of ideology,
yeah.
John Bel Edwards is just as conservative and is probably an ally to the Trump administration.
Yeah.
But Trump got involved recently because of John Bel Edwards just spoke out against Trump's trade policy. You know, he blamed him because of that plant shutting down, the metal plant, a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I noticed it wasn't 24 hours later before Donald Trump and his son decided to get involved. Yeah. So I think they don't like John Bel Edwards as much as they're trying to protect their trade policy.
That's interesting. Yeah, and that may have something to do with it. I also think that President Trump is caught up in this wave of political tribalism, which continues to get bigger and bigger.
No, I agree. I think you're very right. I think he's using that to his advantage. I'm interested to see how effective he'll be, because I don't get the feeling that Louisianans are so partisan. We just have views and opinions, and we have an ideology down here.
Yeah.
And as long as you line up there, we don't mind supporting you. Because we've had Democratic governors in the past, and we've had Republican governors. Yeah. So we'll see how it goes.
All right, Brandon, I appreciate the call. If you're on hold, hang on. We carry this over into the next hour, plus we're adding something to the conversation. It's time for the code word. I'm going to give you a chance to qualify to win $1,000 in cash. And the code word this hour is bank. Text BANK, bank, to 72881. Text bank to 72881. And if you win the money, you got something to put in the BANK. Next code word coming out right before the top of the hour news at 3 o'clock. We never charge for text, but individual plan text and data rates may apply. And please don't text and drive. So we'll continue this conversation about political tribalism and replacing John Bel Edwards with a Republican. And also we'll talk about a car dealership that has an interesting promotion going on, where they're offering a special deal if you buy a car. But I find something really interesting about this. We'll talk about that next on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.